Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 8th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive into our discussion on breast cancer awareness and screening. Today we're discussing breast cancer awareness and screening. Let's start with the current statistics. How prevalent is breast cancer among women in the U.S.?
Well, Ted, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the numbers are pretty darn scary. Get this, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in their lifetimes. That's like if you're at a dinner party with 7 of your girlfriends, statistically one of you is going to get hit with this diagnosis, and it gets worse. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death for women in the U.S. It's not exactly light dinner conversation, if you know what I mean.
While those numbers are definitely concerning, we can't lose sight of the silver lining here. When breast cancer is caught early, the 5-year survival rate skyrockets to 99%.
Hold on a second, Kate. I get what you're saying, but we can't just gloss over the harsh reality. Sure, early detection is great, but 42,000 women are still dying every year from this cancer.
Eric, I wasn't glossing over anything. I'm trying to emphasize the importance of early detection and regular screening. If we can get more women
I understand that, but we can't ignore the severity of the situation. Those 42,000 deaths represent real people, real families affected. We need to
Let's take a step back and focus on screening recommendations. What are the current guidelines for mammograms?
All right, so here's the scoop. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently shook things up. They now recommend that most women should start getting mammograms at age 40, every other year until they're 74. It's a pretty big deal because it's going to catch those sneaky cancers earlier in younger women.
You're right, Kate. And it's crucial to note that this is a substantial change from the previous guidance of starting at 50. This shift wasn't made lightly. It's partly due to the alarming trend of increasing cancer diagnoses among younger women. It's like cancer's not even respecting the wait until you're older rule anymore.
Exactly, Eric. And let's not forget, it's not just about mammograms. Some women, especially those with dense breast tissue, might need to go the extra mile with additional screening tests like breast MRI or ultrasound. It's like having a backup singer to your mammogram's lead vocalist. Sometimes you need that extra voice to hit all the notes, you know?
While that's true, Kate, we shouldn't overlook the fact that there's still quite a heated debate among experts about the necessity of these additional tests for younger women with dense breast tissue. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. We've got to be careful not to overtest and cause unnecessary anxiety.
Are there any other screening methods women should be aware of?
Absolutely, Ted. Self-exams are still super important. Women should get up close and personal with their breasts, you know? Be familiar with how they look and feel so they can notice if anything funky starts happening. It's like being your own personal boob detective.
Actually, Kate, that's not entirely accurate. Research hasn't shown a clear benefit of regular self-exams, especially when women are getting screening mammograms. It's more about being aware of changes during daily activities.
Oh, come on, Eric. Like, are you seriously suggesting women shouldn't check their own breasts? That's ridiculous. Self-exams are a crucial part of breast
health. I'm not saying that at all, Kate. I'm just pointing out that the scientific evidence doesn't support the effectiveness of formal self-exams. Women should absolutely be aware of their bodies.
Let's look at this issue from a historical perspective. Can you tell us about a similar health awareness campaign from the past?
Sure thing, Ted. The War on Cancer, launched by President Nixon back in 1971, is a perfect example. It was like the mother of all cancer campaigns, a massive effort to pump up cancer research funding and get the public all fired up about fighting the big C. It was like America decided to go all Rocky Balboa on cancer's butt.
Oh, please, Eric. That campaign was about as groundbreaking as sliced bread. Sure, it made a splash, but it had more holes than Swiss cheese. It was all gung-ho about finding a cure, but it barely gave a nod to prevention and early detection. Talk about putting the cart before the horse.
Now hold your horses, Kate. You can't deny that it led to some pretty significant advancements in cancer research and treatment. The National Cancer Act of 1971 was like winning the lottery for the National Cancer Institute. Their budget went through the roof. Plus, it set up cancer centers across the country faster than you can say chemotherapy.
Yeah, but it also created a whole bunch of pie-in-the-sky expectations. People thought we'd find some magic bullet to cure all cancers, which is about
come
as
on,
realistic
Kate.
As finding.
You're being unfair. Those expectations led to massive public support and funding. Without that, we might not have many of the treatments we have today. It's easy to criticize.
How does this historical campaign compare to current breast cancer awareness efforts?
Well, Ted, it's like comparing apples and oranges. Today's efforts are more targeted and evidence-based. We're not just swinging wildly at cancer anymore. We're focusing on specific types like breast cancer, and we're hitting hard with both research and early detection strategies. It's like we've traded in our old rusty cannon for a high-tech precision missile.
I'd argue that we've finally pulled our heads out of the sand. Current campaigns put way more emphasis on prevention and risk reduction, not just treatment. It's like we've realized that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Shocking, I know.
But we shouldn't discount the importance of treatment research, Kate. The war on cancer laid the groundwork for many of the advanced treatments we have today. Without that initial push,
oh, come off it, Eric. I'm not saying treatment isn't important, but our current approach is way more holistic. We're looking at lifestyle factors, genetic risks, environmental influences, the whole shebang. It's not just about zapping cancer cells anymore.
I get that, Kate. But we have to be careful not to shift too far away from funding crucial research for new treatments and potential cures. We can't put all our eggs in the prevention basket. We need a balance.
It's not an either-or situation, Eric. We can focus on both prevention and treatment research. We're not cavemen anymore. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. The key is learning.
Looking to the future, how do you see breast cancer awareness and treatment evolving? Let's start with potential advancements in screening and detection.
I'm telling you, Ted, the future is all about personalization. I believe we'll see screening protocols that are tailor-made for each woman based on her individual risk factors. It'll be like getting a custom-fit suit, but for your health, genetic testing will be the new black. It'll play a huge role in figuring out when and how often women should be screened. It's going to be a game changer. Mark my words.
Whoa there, cowboy. Let's pump the brakes on this genetic testing bandwagon. Sure, it sounds all shiny and new, but we need to be careful. It could end up being a double-edged sword, you know? On one hand, it might...
Kate, you're missing the point entirely. Personalized medicine is the future, whether you like it or not. It's not just about genetic testing. It's about using all the tools at our disposal to catch cancer early. Think about it. We could allocate resources more efficiently and potentially won't.
You're so caught up in this high-tech fantasy that you're ignoring the real issues. What we really need to focus on is making current screening methods accessible to all women. What good are fancy genetic tests if half the population can't even afford a regular mammogram? We need to think
about... What about treatment options? How might they change in the coming years?
Well, Ted, I'm excited about the potential of immunotherapy and targeted therapies. These treatments are like smart bombs compared to the carpet bombing approach of traditional chemo. They can zero in on cancer cells with sniper-like precision, often with fewer side effects. It's like teaching your own body's army to recognize and fight the enemy more effectively.
Oh, sure, Eric. Those treatments sound great on paper. But let's get real for a second. They're often priced higher than a penthouse in Manhattan. We need to focus on making sure all women have access to these advanced treatments, not just the ones with deep pockets.
Hold on, Kate. It's like, you're not seeing the big picture here. Yes, these treatments are expensive now, but as they become more common, their costs will likely decrease. It's like any new technology. Remember how much flat-screen TVs used to cost? We should be focusing on accelerating
research. I can't believe what I'm hearing. We're talking about people's lives here, not TVs. We should be prioritizing policy changes to make healthcare more affordable and accessible. What good are these fancy treatments if most
Kate,
women
Kate, you're creating
can't?
A false dichotomy here. We need both research and policy changes. Without continued R&D, we won't have these advanced treatments at all. We need to balance both aspects. It's
fair
not-
point. But let's not forget about prevention. Future efforts should focus more on educating women about lifestyle changes that can reduce their risk of breast cancer. We need to empower women with knowledge, not just...
Thank you, Eric and Kate, for this lively and informative discussion. It's clear that breast cancer awareness and treatment is a complex issue with many facets to consider. From screening recommendations to future treatments and the importance of prevention, there's certainly a lot for our listeners to think about. Remember, early detection saves lives, so don't hesitate to consult with your doctor about your personal screening needs. This has been Ted from Listen2, signing off.